Alma, they come into this game with an 18-5 overall record, and they were 11-2 in the Dairyland Conference, where they were first in the standings. They have a 4-1 record against common opponents with the Assumption Royals, where Assumption, they come into the game with a 15-6 mark as they finished second in the Merriwood Conference, and they have a 2-0 mark against common opponents. Those common opponents would be Alma Center, Lincoln, and Cochran Fountain City. Cochran Fountain City was able to give the Eagles one of their losses on the season earlier, way early in the season, where the Eagles kind of struggled as things went on. But that's all by the wayside now. His first pitch is sent in home as Macy Vollert, she throws one just a little high and outside to leadoff batter. That would be number one, Lauren Carlson. Pitch number two on the way. And that is swung on a miss, kind of a slap attempt, and that was off the mark. So the count levels up at 1-1 from Vollert to Carlson. Pitch number two on the way as there's an appeal that was close, but they said, no, they're going to go 2-1. They're going to say that was a ball. Much to the chagrin of some of the Assumption faithful, which I understand. That was pretty close play as pitch is on the way, and that's slapped into the fence. So the count levels up at 2-2, so that really takes any bunting or possibly some of that slap action out of the equation for the Eagles as they try to start this game off on base. Solid team as they've got some big wins, as that was a foul ball. She was out of the batter's box and infield when it hit her, which would have been an out. But home plate umpire says, no, no, we play on, so foul ball. And he wasn't thinking about that decision. He immediately put his hands up, said foul ball. Pitch on the way, and they're swinging and a miss. And down goes London Carlson. It wasn't Lauren, it was London. There's a bunch of Carlsons on this team. Either way, there's Cora Commissar coming up next for the Eagles. Of course, this is the top of the first inning, so no previous at-bats to get to this game. There is a pop-up on the getting out of play. It was close to staying on the infield, but it was out of play. Coming into this game, the Eagles defeated Columbus Catholic in a regional final game, 9-4 to get here, while the Royals took care of business 10-4 over Cochran Fountain City in their regional final to set up the state on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. So there is a strike thrown on the outside low corner. Count goes, no balls, two strikes to Commissar. Vollert fires in. It's going to be high, no chasing there by Commissar. So count evens a little closer at one ball, two strikes. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. Seth back at the studio. There's another pitch thrown in there. That's going to be just a little bit outside. So count levels at 2-2. And when this game's over, flip it on over to AM 1320. Give a listen to the Rafters. First home game of the year. Can't beat that. You go from one ball game to another. Rapids teams, always like to see them win. Foul, back, straight back. Would have destroyed our computer equipment, which thankfully there's a fence there. Count stays 2-2, one out, nobody on for Pep and Alma. Pitch on the way, swung on a miss, hits the dirt, drop third strike, goes throw from Nelson to Matty Moss covering first. And that's strikeout number two, the old K-2-3 for the second out of the inning, bringing up Kennedy Carlson, the second Carlson on the team. She is the catcher. As two down, no score here in the first inning for Pep and Alma, top of the first inning. Vollert fires in, swing and a miss. Big wave at that one by Carlson. As she's down to the count, no balls, one strike. A little bit of wind today. Blowing right into my back. It's cool wind. It's pitched just a little bit outside. About 2:30 this morning, I woke up out of a dead sleep as my sinus is just plugged up, so my apologies for sounding a little nasally. And as a son of a Marine, sorry if I said a little navally. No Navy. I know they're part of the Navy, but... Or the old into oranges, naval oranges. There you go, have that one. Either way, it's 1-2 count. Has fouled way back, out of play. And it's rolling to Rob Schill's truck. Oh, just curve a little bit. Coach Schill, that could have been a close one for him. Hopefully his Coach Schill's insurance is paid up. Pitch on the way. It's going to be hot. Oh, levels up at 2-2. Deuces are wild. Two outs, two balls, two strikes. Nobody on, no score. Top of the first inning for Pepin and Alma. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. That's low, and it's held on to by Nelson. So striking out the side is Macy Veller. No runs. No hits, no errors, nobody left. We're through first half of an inning here in a Division 5 sectional semifinal. Royals coming to bat. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly clear and a low in the mid-40s tonight. Sunny and a high near 70 on Wednesday. More sun and up to the low 70s Thursday with another chance of rain Thursday night and Friday. And rain chances continue into the weekend. Highs stay in the 70s. Currently 57 degrees.
WIRI Nakusa.
Bottom first inning. Assumption coming up the bat. Order line up for the Royals. Anna Schooley leading things off, followed by Ari Cavanaugh. Claire Nelson hitting third. Cleanup is Macy Baller. Fifth, Lydia Smits. Sixth, Lexi Stofflett. Seventh, Jess Norton. Eighth, Kylie Carroll. And bottom of the order, Delaney Hahn. So first pitch on the way, and that is hit hard, but way foul, out of play. First Schooley, she goes down the count 0-1. Elida Luff is pitching to the Royals. She's a pitcher for Pepin Alma, catching Kennedy Carlson. Megan Sturry is playing third. Wallace Hemlin is playing shortstop. Cora Kamizar is at second. Lindsay Newcomb first. Ashley Bartelt is playing right. London Carlson center. And Bella Post rounding things out in left field. Defensively for the Eagles. 1-1 count. This one comes in the way, and that actually foul tips off the bottom knob of the bat. So count goes 1-2 to Schooley. Kind of a weird development there, but that's just how she goes sometimes in this game. Pitch on the way. That's going to be high and outside. Count levels up 2-2 to Schooley. Schooley is a shortstop this year. First 2 years, as she's a junior, first 2 years she was playing first base, as she works a walk. As there, the count said 2-2, so she takes off to first. It's kind of odd, as I was thinking, hey, there's something wrong here. As Schooley got a little bit ahead of herself, she thought they were all ruled balls. It's 2-2, so two of them were. Schooley, she steps back in there. She's a good kid, good family. Two older brothers that play football collegiately, as there's a foul back in the screen. Known her family for quite a few years. As it's 2-2 count. Scoreboard says 3-2, but it's 2-2. As that is high. And that is a walk. So leadoff walk there for Schooley. Royals in business with Ari Cavanaugh stepping up to the plate. The top of the Royals order has been doing a lot of damage the last several weeks as there's a steal attempt on the way for Schooley, and it's in there as the throw was wide of the mark. So we got a stolen base there for Schooley. As now the Royals have a runner in scoring position. Nobody out, 1-0 count to Cavanaugh. As I was saying there before, Schooley interrupted with her thievery. There's another pitch in there. It's called strike. 1-1 count to Cavanaugh. As I was saying, the Royals' top 5-6 batters have been really doing a lot of damage with the bat. A lot of extra base hits as there is a strike called, and the count goes 1-2 to Cavanaugh. So there's been just in the playoffs alone, there's been a few home runs hit out, a few triples and doubles. It's been a very, very opportunistic offense for the Royals, and they've made their opponents pay as they have outscored them 28-4 in just those two games. So count goes full here to Cavanaugh. 3-2, nobody out. Runner on second. No score in the bottom of the first inning between Pepinalma and Assumption. Pitch on the way. Payoff. Swing and a miss. Down goes Cavanaugh via the strikeout for the first out. But that brings up Claire Nelson, who's actually leading the team in batting average, as she's just been having an outstanding season as she is playing her first primary year at catcher, as she played the first 2 years of her career at shortstop, once including the state championship team 2 years ago when she recorded the last out against Barneville. First pitch in there, called strike. One down, one on for Nelson. No score. And she way off the mark as a pass ball allows Schooley to move to third. No contact made by Nelson on that pitch. She swung, missed, and it even threw off the catcher, because that's a high throw. Count goes 1-2. Because there is something on the field, or in the infield. Almost looks like a wallet. No, it's not mine. Hope it's not. I don't know how it would have gotten there. As count levels up at 2-2. That is not the wallet. That is the notebook there of the umpire. I don't know how he dropped that, but he found a way. He picks it up, puts it in his pocket, and there's a ground ball hit just outside the glove of the diving second baseman. So there's an RBI single for Nelson, and the Royals strike first as they go up 1-0 over Pepinalma. Bottom of the first inning, 1-0 Assumption lead, one out, and that brings up Macy Ballert. Macy Ballert, again, besides pitching, she's been outstanding at the plate as well. First pitch in there, that's going to be high for a ball. Ballert, she threw a perfect game in the opening playoff contest against Alma Center Lincoln. She faced 9 batters. She struck out 9 batters. Can't be much more perfect than that. No errors, no walks, no hit by pitches. Nobody. Hornets were quiet that day. Swing and a miss there by Ballert. And another one. And she might have held up. We're going to see what the call is. But either way, that's a wild pitch. That almost fooled her. And Nelson, she moves up to second on the wild pitch. And they're going to say she held up on that swing. So it's 2-1 count. And that was another home plate call. As the home plate call was reversed, so it's actually a 1-2 count. There's nothing wrong with that appeal. The umpire along the first base side, and there's 3-man crew today, as he would be in the best position to tell if she broke the plane of the plate. So counts 2-2 to Ballert. She pops one up, heads up back there. And everyone was looking, so no harm, no foul there as it rolls, 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 and Not quite to my truck. It could hit it for all I care. Could use a new one. Anyone wants to donate, I'd appreciate it. Another pitch on the way, and that's crushed, but foul, out of play. And it hits the batting cages. Young lady down there trying to pick up some of the loose softballs over there. And she jumped out of the way. Caught her attention for sure. This counts 2-2. One out, runner on second for Vollert. Pitch is high, so the count goes full. Of course, that donation of a working truck has got to be working. And that pitch is going to be outside. So there's a one-out walk for Vollert. So bringing up the lone senior on the team, Lydia Smits. She's had a pretty good playoff appearance lately as she's got some pretty big-time hits, extra bases, that is. She's got two on, one out. Going to try to pad that 1-0 lead over the Eagles. Coming into this game, I knew Pepinalma was going to be a very qualified opponent, very good opponent, but I just didn't know how much they've seen the pitching that the Royals have with Vollert and Kavanaugh, for that matter. Nonetheless, that first pitch was a ball. Pitch hit opposite way, and it is caught by the first baseman. Tagging up was Nelson as she makes it safely to third. It's going to be the F3 for those scoring at home, bringing up Lexi Stofflett. Just the other day, she had a couple doubles in a playoff contest. So two out, runner on third for Stofflett, freshman. As she's looking to, again, pad that lead for the Royals. Not going to say that's a sacrifice fly for Smits. Even though she did advance the runner, there could be an argument made for that because she was successful. It was a productive out. But it was not quite hit out of the infield, so that's kind of a fielder's choice then. Take a look at what this official score says. As there's a strike with Vollert. She steals second. There's there by Kennedy Carlson. That was going to get away. A run could have scored. So two runners scoring position, two down for Lexi Stofflett. She crushes one to dead center. And that's ranging over center fielder. She makes the catch to end the inning. One run on one hit. No errors, two left through one inning here at Robinson Park with the Assumption Royals holding a 1-0 lead over Pepinalma. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Second inning going to be coming our way just here in a moment. Assumption leading Pepinalma 1-0. Thanks for joining me again. My name is Mike Comer. As Seth back in the studio working all the magic that he always does. A couple other games going on today. The Wisconsin Rapids baseball taking on Chippewa Falls. It's going to be a tough game for the Raiders. But Rapids has been playing some decent ball as of late as well. As well as Port Edwards. They're taking on Blair Taylor. As we speak, top of the second inning, no score there. I'll have to do a little homework on Rapids and Chi High. But either way, first pitch of the second inning from Voller is in there for a strike as she squares off against Ashley Bartelt. The first baseman, as there is a hit that is just bombed all the way to the right center field gap, giving chase is Smits as she gets the ball back in there. Just overthrows a cutoff, but either way, that is a leadoff double for the Eagles as they try to even the score. Top of the second inning, 1-0 lead for the Royals with Lindsay Newcomb coming up. Again, that first inning was 3-up, 3-down, all via the K. So the Royals efficient, but that's the first hit that they've relinquished to this point. So we will see how things transpire as we keep moving along here in this playoff game, a Division 5 sectional semifinal variety. First pitch in there is ball for Vollert. Some doing pop up out of play. Doing my hunting for statistics here. It's Chippewa Falls. Has no score as of yet. Not even on the schedule. But either way, it's pop up on the infield. Make the catch is Kavanaugh, just about two steps away from the second base bag. Just quick look for a double play situation. Was not there as one is down here in the top of the second inning. Oh, the double check, that is Lauren Carlson coming to the plate for her first at-bat. Runner on second, one down, top of the second. First pitch in there for Vollert, called strike right down the middle. She's been peppering that strike zone, ladies and gentlemen. She's been very effective in her third playoff game. Royals third. Pitch in there, that's going to be just a touch inside. This count level's 1-1 with one out, runner on second. Looking in is Vollert. Winds up, pitch. It's going to be a little high and outside. Count goes two balls, one strike to Carlson. Other games going on. He is girls soccer action. Wisconsin Rapids, they're supposed to hit the road, go to Wausau West. They are actually home against Wausau West. It's unplayable field conditions. Swing and a miss by Carlson. Count levels 2-2. Yeah, unplayable field conditions up in Wausau with all that torrential rain we got this weekend. I'm pretty sure we got close to 4 inches at least of rain last week. Swing and a miss. Down goes Carlson. So there's your fourth strikeout of the game for Vollert. And we're down. Two down here at the top of the second inning. Megan Sterry coming up. Two down, runner on second. Golden opportunity for the Eagles to even with the Royals. The runner on second, that leadoff double. Don't want that to go to waste if you're a Pepinalma fan. If you are and listening to the broadcast, really appreciate it. And thanks to everybody who's listening, whether driving home, eating supper, grilling out, doing whatever they're doing on a nice Tuesday night here in central Wisconsin. Ball's popped up. Look out, everybody. It lands harmlessly behind the spectators. Then when we're done here, Robinson Park, flip her over to AM 1320, the home of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. WFHR, give them a listen. They won yesterday over the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, and there's a swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2 for Vollert. Yeah, came away with an 8-7 victory over them pesky Dock Spiders. Hopefully they can get the two-game sweep today at Witter Field, historic Witter Field. Pitch on the way. That's going to be high and outside. Count levels 2-2. Two Sterry. Assumption Royals girls soccer team should be home as well. They got a second seed as there's a big swing and a miss. And down goes Sterry for the third out of the inning. In that top of the second inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Through an inning and a half here at Robinson Park, the Assumption Royals are enjoying a 1-0 lead. Coming up, 7-8-9 hitters for the Royals in the bottom of the second, and we'll bring that to you just in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's Painful Concert number 3.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Nine hitters coming up for the Royals, bottom of the second inning. Assumption holding a 1-0 lead over Pepinalma in the sectional semifinal game. Leading off is Jess Norton as she fires one foul up the third or first base side and out of play. So she's down on the count. No balls, one strike. Norton swings under that one, so she's down the count 0-2. Norton stands in there. Pitch on the way, that's going to be high and outside. One ball, two strikes to Norton. Leadoff batter in the bottom of the second inning. Winner of this game, sectional final. Now New Lisbon on Thursday as Norton goes down looking for the first out of the inning. Backwards K variety. Bringing up Kylie Carroll. The right fielder is Carroll. As first pitch in there, low in the zone, but called strike no matter what. As Carroll is down the count, 0-1. So Father Bill Menzel come walking through. As there's a bunt attempt, foul. And the count goes 0-2 to Carroll. So as we're saying, Father Bill Menzel, he comes walking through. Always good to see Father Menzel. Known him for a very, very long time, covering these Assumption Royals. Pitch on the way. It's going to be high. Yeah, but swing and a miss for Carroll. She got fooled. She goes down with a strikeout. Two down already in the bottom of the second inning for the Royals. Bringing up nine hitter Delaney Hahn playing third base. Hahn stands in there. First pitch could be high and outside. Oh, she gets ball in that first pitch. 1-0 count. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss for Hahn. Count levels at 1-1. Look to the east, cloudy and gray. Look right in front of me and to the west, she's sunny. And there is a hit there for Hahn. Makes it just past the glove of the sprinting right fielder, Ashley Bartelt. And we have the Assumption Royals in business with a two-out single, bringing up the order over for Anna Schooley, who is doesn't have an official at-bat. She walked in that first inning, had a stolen base, and scored the run for the Royals. She stands in there. First pitch going to be low. So she gets a 1-0 count to start things off. I hope everybody had a very safe and tranquil and reflective Memorial Day weekend. As there is a crushed pitch all the way to the wall as there's a play at the plate, and safe is Hahn. As it's in there, that'll be a double for Schooley. She gets to third on the throw. Scoring from first on the play is Hahn. And double. That was a close play, but she was safe. So we will double check that scoring to see if maybe she's going to be given a triple. But she was, I know for sure. I don't think there will be a RBI given on that. As a throw was coming in, she just beat it out. Either way, next up, Mary Cavanaugh. She's 0 for 1 in the game. As she crutches one over to the right field, off the glove of the right fielder who tumbles. Ball gets to the fence, run scores. Into third is Cavanaugh. The ball comes in, and there will be, I believe, a triple there for Cavanaugh. So the Royals' hit parade really starting to take off as their lead grows to 3-0 over these Eagles from Pepinawa. Cavanaugh standing at third, out of breath. Nothing wrong with that. Means you're running hard. I wouldn't have even made it that far. And there is a ball that's just crushed. Fair ball into the corner. That right fielder's working at it as another run scores for a double for Nelson. And the runs keep coming for the Royals. RBI double for Claire Nelson, who is 2 for 2 in the game. Bringing up Macy Vollert, who doesn't have an official at bat, but she earned a walk in that first inning. So that will be a double for Schooley, as she, I don't believe, will get an RBI. Yeah, she's getting an RBI for that. So I wasn't sure because it was all on the throw. That's a little transgression there, or at the discretion, as there's a pop-up by Vollert out of play, almost into the Royals dugout. There, I shouldn't say there should be a little, the discretion of the official scorer. I can understand why. I get it. Pitch on the way. That's going to be high. 1-1 count. Now 2-1 count to Vollert. Royals doing their damage with two down. All started by Delaney Hahn reaching on that single. And followed by a double by Schooley and a triple by Cavanaugh and a double by Nelson. Count goes 3-1 to Vollert. With a runner on second, two down, Royals already up 4-0. Pitch, and that is belted to right center, and that is going a long ways. And that's a home run for Macy Vollert. That is a 2-RBI blast. And things are coming unglued here for the Eagles as the Royals hold a 6-0 lead here in the bottom of the second inning. Outstanding hitting here for the Royals. They've, just in this inning alone as a team, the Royals have already batted for the cycle with a single, a double, a triple, another double, and a home run by Vollert. There's a timeout called for the Eagles as they talk things over, try to calm down and say, hey, it's still early on in this game. We've got a lot of ways to go. So let's just calm down, get back into it, settle down. As there's been a lot of power in the Royal bats. Speaking of power, our friends at Econ Electric, servicing residential, commercial, industrial needs around central Wisconsin and Wisconsin in general since 1970. And I say it every time. If you are in that line of work and you've been in it since 1970, you clearly do a good job. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't be around that long. So if you need any of that, commercial, industrial, residential, electrical contracting needs, give our friends at Econ Electric a call. And we really appreciate their sponsorship of high school sports. We really do appreciate all of our fine sponsors that bring these games to you. And if you want to help bring these games to the airwaves, not just a potential state run for the Royals, but also football, basketball, hockey, you name it. If you want to help bring those games to us on the radio for the school year, feel free to give the office call, stop in there, visit, and say hi to Pam and Ashley, and maybe even see Seth and James, and we'll see what we can do for you. As there is a four straight walk to Lydia Smith's. Royal still in business as Lexi Stofflett becomes the ninth Royal to reach the plate in this inning, as she is 0 for 1 in the game with flyout to center. Really well hit ball in the first inning, but she can still do some damage as there is a 1-0 count on the way to Stofflett. Runner on first. Pitch, and that is sent out of the infield. Shallow center. Smits goes from first to second to third. As Smits is on third, Stofflett with a single. And the Royals are threatening yet again with two down with a 6-0 lead over Pepinalma, bringing up Jess Norton yet again, who led off the inning with a strikeout looking as she aims to get off the schneid and do some more damage. Let's make this a big crooked number here. Six is good. Make it seven at least. So Norton, first pitch in there. That's going to be high off the mark and a ball. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss by Norton. Count levels up 2-2. Two down, but a 6-0 lead for the Royals, scoring five in the inning alone. Outstanding play in the second inning. And that is off the glove of the pitcher. Can't handle it by the second baseman. In time. She's safe. So that will go as the run scores from Smits. Stofflett makes it up to second, and that is Jess Norton at first. That's a tough play for the pitcher. You can't harm her statistically doing that. But you could say the bobble to the second baseman, that could be where they give the error, but that's tough to get that deflection. His first pitch in there to Kyla Carroll, who's 0 for 1 with a strikeout earlier in this very inning. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to call that an E4 that allows Norton to reach. E4 for Norton. As Kyla Carroll stands in there. 2-0 count for the Royals. Right fielder. Pitch. That's going to be right down the pipe. 2-1 count. Two down. Runners on first and second for the Royals. Wouldn't that be something if they turned over that order yet again? As there is a ball, and that's a 3-1 count coming to Carroll. As Royals, they're still in business, doing damage left and right to these Eagles. And there's a pitch just on the inside low corner, and that's going to be move the count to full. Two down, full count. 2-1, 7-0 lead for the Royals. Pitch on the way, and that's going to hit the outside corner. And down goes Carroll, but not before the Royals made an emphatic statement in this inning where they got six runs on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six hits, one run, and two left. Well, that was exciting. Two innings here. We're going to top of the third just in a moment here on 105.5 with the Assumption Royals leading 7-0 over Pepinalma.
So why do teenagers play high school sports? Some participate for a sense of purpose, some play to inspire others, and some for the friendships they develop. Very few mention they participate to get an athletic scholarship, because they know that less than 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. Whatever the reason for playing, student athletes enjoy all the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
So far, far away from me. That seems what the score is for the Eagles right now in the top of the third inning, where they are trailing Assumption 7-0. With the first pitch in there, that was fouled off for a strike. Second pitch is a ball, and that is to Elida Loof as the pitcher stands in there with a 1-1 count. Nobody down. Pitch inside to one count. As the Royals really trying to move on. If they could mercy rule this, they would be sitting pretty, waiting for the winner of Hillsboro and Ithaca. Pitches in there. That's a strike. 2-2 count. So I'm going to do a little snooping here as the game goes on, as I continue to bring you the action here on 105.5 WIRI. As ball bounces in there. Turned the ankle there, it looked like, by Loof. Yeah. First look up, Hillsboro, because I can spell that a little easier than Ithaca, even though I can probably give that a pretty good try. There's a lot of Hillsboros in this world, as I am seeing. Pitch, full count on the way. That is sent out of play along the third base side, so count stays full. Ithaca, Texas. Ithaca, Oregon. Boy, there's Ithaca, Hillsboro. Whole mess of them. Probably think that's a... probably common. Pitch on the way. That's going to be over the head of Loof, as that is a leadoff walk. Something's got to go right for the Eagles, and that's a start of it, as nine-hitter Bella Post comes up. Her first at-bat of the game. As a courtesy runner comes in for the Eagles. The number on that, number 7. A little hard to tell. There's no 7 on the roster, so she'll just remain number 7. At least the roster I have access to. So, one on, nobody down. Top of the third. Wellert throws in there. Strike. Big swing and a miss there as we move right on along. Oh, I got a friend listening. Well, believe it or not, yeah, I do have a friend. I got a friend listening, and his girlfriend's daughter plays for Ithaca, so they're pulling for Ithaca. So that'd be kind of cool. Maybe see them down in New Lisbon coming up Thursday if this score holds. Swing and a miss as count goes. No balls, 2 strikes, nobody down. Ballert fires in there. That's going to be high. So count goes 1-2. So as I keep on my mission here to find a score. There's a swing and a miss for Bella Post. She's one down in the inning. Turns over the order. London Carlson. She's 0 for 1 of the game with strikeout in that first inning. Ithaca Bulldogs. They are playing Hillsboro, and they are losing 5-0, and that is in the third inning. So right now, in the bottom of third inning, Hillsboro is beating Ithaca 5-0. So as of right now, if that stands, that will be an Assumption Hillsboro game. This count to London Carlson is 0-1. First pitch in their strike, and first next pitch in there is off the glove. Throw in time, but just a little off the mark, as that pass ball allows Loof to reach second base. Thanks to everybody who's listening tonight. Top of the fourth inning over in Ithaca. 5-0 lead again for Hillsboro. As there is a bunt, as there is a time being called as a foul ball. Being called, And it's tough to see the batter's box here from my vantage point. So it's going to be the right call. We'll go with that. So Charlie Nelson calling time as he's going to make the argument, which I'd make the argument of she was out of the box and it hit her feet. So they're going to double check that. The umpires are going to come together because that's what I was thinking, was that she was out of that batter's box. And granted, in their defense, it's hard to see because that's been stirred up pretty well here just in the top of the third inning. There's a play at the plate. There's some sliding in there. So either way, they're going to talk about it. So they are going to... They're going to say it was a dead ball, hit the player in the box. So one ball, two strikes, one out. We're going to stick with that. As there is another strikeout. Down goes London Carlson for the second time today for the second out. Bringing up Cora Commissar as she is 0 for 1 of the game with a strikeout as well. Part of that three strikeout first inning for... She looks to get around that leadoff walk. First pitch in there, that is a ball. So 1-0 count to Commissar. Runner on second, two down, 1-0 count. Ballard fires away, swing and a miss. Count levels up at 1-1. This Royals crowd is really getting into it as they can feel the advantage on their side as they await a potential sectional final game. Hopefully going to make the state third year in a row, but they got to finish off this game. And the next one as well is a pitch in there, swing and a miss by Commissar. And the count is 1-2, two strikes, two down, runner on second. 7-0 lead for the Royals, so they're looking to dodge that leadoff walk. And here's the pitch, and that's going to be outside. No chasing there by Commissar as we got deuces wild. 2-2, two strikes, two out, runner on second. Top third inning, 7-0 lead Royals over Pepinalma. Pitch on the way. It's another no chaser for Commissar as count goes full in this top of the third inning. I want to thank my friend for giving me that update there. Reminded me to take a look at it. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate that. As there is a hit, that's line to center, and that drops right at the feet of center fielder Lydia Smith. She gets the ball into the infield, not in time, as a run does score. The Eagles get on the board when Elida Luff, she gets brought in by an RBI single by Commissar to cut the lead to 7-1. Royals still holding a nice lead, bringing up Kennedy Carlson, who's 0 for 1 of the game with a strikeout. Valert rocks, fires. First pitch in there, that's going to be low and away. There's a ball. So 1-0 count to Kennedy Carlson. Pitch in there, that's going to be another ball. Count goes 2-0. The floodgates opened in the second inning. Those floodgates, man, just if you go by downtown Rapids, take a look at the dam. Those floodgates are open. All that rain we've gotten, that's something. It's not like it was in 2010, however, but I don't believe that was 14 years ago. His pitch is in there, hits the bottom of the zone. 2-1 count to Carlson. Vollert, she's working to negate that leadoff walk that did come through to score. Pitch, swing and a miss for Carlson. Count levels up 2-2. Yet again, deuce is wild. Two strikes, two balls, two outs. Runner on first. 7-1 lead assumption in the top of the third inning. Potential payoff pitch coming up. Rocks, fires. Swing and a miss, and down goes Carlson. But not before the Eagles can get on the board. They got one run, one hit. No errors, and one left. Done with the top of the third inning. Royals come back to the plate. We're going to have the 9-1-2 batters due up as we prepare to see if the Royals can put up another big inning. We'll find out just in a moment, though. Keep listening here on 105.5 WYRI.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Sportsmanship doesn't stop when the game ends. It's part of the community you live in. Respect, character, dignity, and leading by example. That's why Rural Mutual Insurance has been a proud sponsor of the WIAA Sportsmanship Award since it started 60 years ago. From baseball and softball to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It also celebrates sportsmanship in your community. Visit www.ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can partner to be true champions.
Hey! Bottom of the third inning coming your way. 9-1-2 batters coming up, led off by Delaney Hahn, as she is 1-for-1 in the ball game with a single and run. That's another one, and that gets caught by a ranging center fielder. Heck of a charge thrown in to that by the defense. Heck of a charge thrown in that by the batter. As just a couple more inches, she's still running. But a great effort nonetheless, as that will be a fly out to center, an old F8 if you're scoring a long home. And that turns things over for Anna Schooley, who is 1-for-1 with a double in the second inning. Has scored twice and has an RBI. Has a stolen base as well, as the Royals hold on to a 7-1 lead, bottom third inning. 1-0 count, 2-0 count. That second pitch goes high. One down in the inning. Pitch on the way, and that's through the gap. Just out of the range of the third baseman, so there is another hit to Schooley. And the Royals are in business. One down, bottom of third inning, 7-1 lead, as Ari Cavanaugh comes up to the plate. Cavanaugh, she's 1-for-2, has a triple, RBI, scored a run, and a strikeout, all to her credit. There's a throw, and that is going to be close. And it is in time as Schooley gets caught stealing. 2-6 for the second out. It's tough to get caught on the bases as Cavanaugh, she stands in there. Two are down in the inning. So Royals missed a golden opportunity there, but Cavanaugh still at the plate as there is a called strike. Low inside corner. Count levels up, 1-1 to Cavanaugh, two down, no one on for the Royals. Pitch on the way, and that is lined foul, way out of play. Hits the warm-up net for the Royals. So it's a different angle it got hit at this time. Tomahawked out of play over the pavilion here at Robinson Park. Had a gentleman come up and ask if just momentarily, if we will be bringing the game on Thursday if the Royals come through. And that's what we're hoping to do. As there's a swing and a miss for Cavanaugh. And down goes Cavanaugh for the third out in the inning. As Royals, no runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left. Three down in this contest as Papanoma comes up in the fourth inning with Assumption Royals leading 7-1. We'll have the rest of this action coming up just in a moment. You're on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Check the back.
back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, get up here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth inning coming your way here in Robinson Park. Assumption holds a 7-1 lead over Pepinalma as they look to punch their ticket to a sectional final game on Thursday at New Lisbon. Game time slated for 5 p.m. as Ashley Bartelt steps in. She's 1-for-1 with a double. That coming in the second inning as that flies up right by the fans and a couple scatter. Don't want to catch that. I don't blame them. I would have scattered two as the count goes 1-1 at Bartelt. Again, hoping to bring that game to you on Thursday. Assumption's got to get the job done. As of right now, it looks like it's going to be against Hillsborough. They were holding a 6-0 lead over Ithaca. Kind of thought that would go that way. It's a swing and a miss by Bartelt. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Top of the fourth inning. Rocks fires for Vollert. And there's a just blooped right into the right field. So that's a two-hit game so far for Bartelt. Both leadoffs as she hits a single, and the Eagles are in business. In the top of the fourth inning, bringing up Lindsey Newcomb, who's 0-for-1 with a flyout to second. And, of course, if the Royals do come away with a sectional championship, we'll see what we can do about bringing you the action that way, too. We'll just have to talk about that at the office. And know it's kind of been a potential happening, and I've just got to arrange my work schedule to make it work. We're making work work. First pitch in there is a ball. Second one, swing and a miss. That is by Newcomb. We'll see how things go. The Royals could play bright and early Friday morning, or they could play real late Thursday night. We'll see what they do, depending on how they get seated. This is ground ball hit to third. Third over the head of first baseman as they're just getting the ball in back into the pitcher as there will be an E5 that allowed Newcomb to reach base, and that sent Bartelt to third. It's a little too much muscle on that throw. Nobody out in the inning with Lauren Carlson, 0-for-1, with a strikeout in the game. So runners on the corners looking. This is a situation where out at any base is a possibility. Ballard fires. That's going to be fouled into the fence. 0-1 count to Carlson. But that would be pretty cool to see Assumption make it back to state for 3 years in a row, as they will be moving up to Division 4 next year for sure due to the competitive balance. Pitch, and that's a called strike. 0-2 count to Carlson. Runners on the corners. Nobody down in this top of the fourth inning. Assumption leading 7-1. Pitch on the way. That's going to be called strike, as there is a double steal on the attempt, as there will be a stolen base by Newcomb. So the Eagles, they are sitting at two on, two in scoring position, one down. And that brings things up for Megan Sterry, who struck out in the second inning. She's 0-for-1 on the game. Vollert stares in at Nelson. Pitch, and that is line foul. Way out of play. This will count. Goes 0-1 to Vollert's advantage. A minute away from the 6 o'clock hour. Swing and a miss by Sterry. Thanks for joining tonight on 105.5 WIRI, Country Legends. Pitch.